All right, what is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another day of Saber Sims DFS Office Hours. Today is Saturday, May 18th of 2024. We have a ton of DFS action today. We have a 6-game early MLB slate, 7-game MLB main slate, NBA showdown, NHL showdown, 4-game UFL slate, 12-fight MMA card. We have Truck Saturday. We have All-Star Race Sunday for NASCAR. We have Formula One on Sunday. And then we have the PGA Championship Round 3 and Round 4 showdowns as well. So ton of DFS action coming at you. If you are not signed up with SaberSim and want to check us out, we do have a 5-day no strings attached free trial. You can check it out in the description of this video. I always recommend people getting signed up here on the weekend so they can get access to all of the weekend sports here. So check it out and tune in and get your questions answered. For those of you who are new here, welcome. My name is Andrew, one of the coaches over here at SaberSim. This is a show where we go over how to use the SaberSim app, answer any and all DFS related questions. Get your questions in one of three ways here. First off, send us an email, support@sabersim.com. Second, post it live in the YouTube chat. Third way, post it in the Office Hours channel in our Discord server. If you're not in our Discord and want to get access to that channel, there is a link in the description of this video. You also get access to our similar channels, individual sport channels, and you get access to the rest of the SaberSim team. So can't say enough good things about the Discord. With that said, we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We do this show here on Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern. So thank you all for tuning in on an early Saturday morning. Here, I'm going to get the app pulled up, and we're going to start with some questions that came in here in the Discord. If anybody has any questions, now's a good time to get those in the queue. We will get to all the questions before the end of the show. All right, so a quick clarification question here. Knock this one out. Question says, what happened to the sims? I used to be able to enter how many times I wanted to sim the contest. Is it automatically 100,000 now? So if you guys have been using the app for a little bit, when you would come into your build settings, when you come down to contest sim settings, and you would open this up, there used to be another field here that said like number of sims, and you could increase it. Well, now what we do is we just automatically run the maximum number of contest sims. Effectively, essentially, our contest sims have become more and more efficient over time, and we're just defaulting to running the maximum now. So we run the maximum. You don't have to do anything, and you're getting that automatically here. But thank you for the question. Thanks, Henry, for jumping in and answering that. All right. Next question here. Is there an advantage or disadvantage to playing the 150 max showdown in a bigger MLB slate, 12, 13 games, or a smaller slate, 5 to 7 games? So I think this question is about classic slates specifically here, not showdown, basically asking the difference between like playing like 12 or 13 game slates versus like 5 or 7 game slates. I don't think there's a big difference. I don't treat them any differently personally. You know, the only time that I'm considering slate size is typically in like my bankroll allocation. So when I'm playing a showdown, you know, I might be playing 1 to 2% of my bankroll as opposed to 2.5 to 5% as suggested with our DFS profit plan. Same thing probably for like a 2-game slate as well, like 2-game, 3-game, you know, possibly just like being a little bit more careful. Like some 3-game slates that come to mind is like the NFL Thanksgiving slate, where like they'll have like a 3-gamer there. And, you know, that is different. That is definitely a different slate from like a Sunday NFL main slate, right? So I think that, you know, probably anything under 4 games, you could be a little bit more careful with your bankroll if you want to. I wouldn't say that there is an advantage or disadvantage strategically. I just think that as the number of number of games on the slate go down, the variance gets higher. You just want to be a little bit more careful about how much of your bankroll you're allocating in those situations. All right. Next question here from J. Sams Jr. Question says, how can we see how many total bases a batter will potentially have? I don't know if there's a great way to do this, honestly. And, you know, I'm assuming you're using this for betting purposes, like trying to, you know, do like total bases, like props and things like that. I always caution people against, you know, just be careful. You know, you could use our detailed stats, but you know, you have to be aware of the lines. You know, is it minus 160? And what does that mean for the total that you're seeing in the app compared to the line? And like, just having that like math basis here. But, you know, right now our sole focus is on DFS, and we are not doing any like player picks or props or pick sixes or anything like that. But all right. No more questions here. Figure we do a little app demo here. So say that we are building lineups. You know, let's go for the 6-game early slate, right? MLB kicking off here pretty soon. And first thing I'm going to come in here and do is probably check the weather, right? I would do a quick weather sweep, make sure like no teams are like in like a potential postponement situation. If there's a high chance of an in-game delay, chances are I'm going to come in here, you know, say it's going to rain in San Francisco, right? I would come in here and I would honestly just X the pitchers for both teams here. You know, I'm just not somebody who's going to really take a chance like on an in-game delay. I think there's, you know, enough other pitchers, enough other spots to go to where you don't need to risk that. But that's my personal preference here. So once I'm done doing all that, make my two adjustments, two projections here. One other thing I like to do is set a pitcher filter for pitches. This is just something I personally like to do because I am mostly trying to avoid situations where like there So I'm just trying to avoid guys whose upside are capped, right? Like, you know, this guy's throwing a no-hitter through three innings. Well, we're not going to let him go any further. You know, we're on a very strict plan. Like, I'm kind of trying to avoid those players on these bigger classic slates. You know, if it was like a 2 or 3-gamer, then I probably will let them in. But I set this pitcher's filter here for pitches. You know, somebody like Ty Black is like into very many lineups anyways, so I'm fine leaving it. I don't think that this is going to be a problem. So after that, I'm going to come in here, you know, set up my build settings. Maybe I'm playing 20 max, 10 to 50K. One thing I like to do is drop my min salary just because I trust the builder to give me good lineups. And if some of those lineups come in at a lower salary, that's fine with me. I'm going to use this don't use batters against opposing pitchers default rule here. I don't think that's necessary to allow such negative correlation into your lineups. Not saying it'll give it to you automatically, but just better to protect against it in the case that something like that does occur. All right, kicking off our lineups. Ooh, I did forget to drop this from 5,000 to 500. So let's cut it off here. You know, 1,600 lineups is more than enough for our example. And one thing I did not do was set up my contest sim. So say I'm going to come to contest. Say I'm playing, you know, the $1 150 max, right? The mini max here. So save that. Go back to my build. And lineups are loaded here. I'm going to click run contest sim. Get this kicked off. I always want to make sure I can see these three columns, exposure, pool, and leverage. Very important to me. All right. And I'm going to sort by exposure. And then once this contest sim finishes. So I did say I'm playing 150 lineups, right? I'm playing that mini max contest. So let's bump this up to 150. Let's change our sorting metric to risk adjusted ROI, which is our recommended sorting metric here. And then now I'm going to come in. First thing I like to do is scroll down to the last lineup in my set of 150 here. So you're only as strong as your weakest link, I think, is a way I like to approach this. So I'm going to bump up my mini uniques right out of the gate here and just see where that gets me. So setting my mini uniques to half of the players in my lineup. So there's 10 players. So I set it to 5 right out of the gate, gets us to lineup 676 with a sim ROI of 18%. So still a positive sim ROI lineup. I'm interested if we can get to 6 here. I'm almost worried we can't, which we can, right? So if I had more lineups, I would be able to get to 6, but for now we'll stay at 5. All right. So we're back at 5 here. And let's get into the rest of this, right? So I like to just kind of walk through these columns right to left here. So stack exposure, pretty flat. You know, our highest stack exposure in our pool is 36%, and we have no stack over 27 here. So looks fine. Five stacks are at the top here, so all good. A lot of high, well-correlated stacks right out of the gate. Not super concerned with game stacks. Jumping over to team stacks. Spread out at the five stack spot, Mets, Colorado, Miami, all this looks fine. Like not saying like, hey, we're all in on one team or anything like that, right? Liking the spread that we're seeing. Now, when we come to players, I do like to look at pitchers separately from hitters here. So I'll use this pitchers tab, looking at the exposures. One other thing I'm looking at is the leverage, right? This is a pretty flat distribution right now, right? Like no leverage. We don't even have 10% leverage on any single pitcher here. So we're getting pretty spread out here. All things look fine to me. You notice we're not getting to that Colorado pitcher that I mentioned earlier. So I just did want to point that out. Jumping over to batters. And no batter over like 26%. Again, super flat leverages, you know, plus or minus 10%. A little low on Nico Horner, but he's like really, really chalky, and the builder will probably try to avoid some like these chalkiest batters here. So I think that this is fine, all things considered. But just like that, you know, I'm really comfortable with the lineups I'm seeing. I think that these lineups are well diversified. I think that I'm spread out well. I have some small leverages, and I would be ready to rock and roll, right? I would go and save these lineups to my contest and be happy submitting them. So that's a quick demo on how to build some lineups using SaberSim. But with that said, we have no more questions here. So appreciate you guys tuning in. I will be right back here Monday, 4 p.m. Eastern for our next show. So until then, everybody, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.